On the assessment part, I'd like to thank almost 100 people in the university that participated in that process and the process of accreditation and the process of judging how we do with assessment and program review, and especially what I call the five people that actually drew it all. And also I'm grateful for your support. There's been difficult times and difficult conversations and communications from a very small group that endeavored to change the focus of conversation. But I think the visiting team understood that clearly. And the accreditation group, the executive committee of the accreditation group on our part did an excellent job. And I'm grateful for your support and your help in making it happen. But I do want to mention something at the tail end of what Mr. Cochran said. This university has changed its look and feel. That is a fact. It has changed its perception by the outsider. That is a fact. It has changed the structure of facilities and brought it to world-class status. It is a fact. And it has changed the diversity and capability of its students. It's a fact. We have brought in some of the best scholars in the country, some of the best teachers anywhere in the state of New Jersey. That is also a fact. That in many programs, we are one of the top 10 in the country, in some programs, some of the best in the state. Student outcome assessment and the assessment of programs is not as simple as it sounds. I want to alert this board that if you thought that all of the things that you heard in the past were pretty rough, you have not seen rough yet. Because now you're talking and asking the individual that create me a matrix and tell me what does it mean to have a master's degree in public administration? What is it that the expectations are? And what set of knowledge and skills and capabilities are associated with the award of that degree? Then tell me each single course that is offered in that program is connected to each one of those components of what you said a Master of Public Administration or an undergraduate of criminal justice would do. Then you would have to ask the other question of, show me the content of all the coursework that is being done that is connected to what you said you would do. That your syllabi would have to be updated every year, that your skills and talents have to be updated every year, that you have to be capable of using the technology that your students take for granted every day. And that requires to empower the deans to come up with academic policies to ensure to do that. That requires that you understand that those who do not follow these rules and those who do not update their skills in their syllabi and what needs to be done for the students to create a structure that does the best for the students will be taken out of the classroom. They will be put into a different location. They will be sent for retraining. They will be subject to insubordination if they fail to do that. We spend an average of $15,000 per student a year. And in many programs and situations, we have absolutely no idea of what happens to the money. You also need to know, Mr. Chairman, that the argument that they come from high schools, they come from some of the schools, and that's the responsibility of the schools to get them capable in inquiry and research, to get them capable in composition and grammar, to get them capable in mathematics. That is what it is. If we take them We have a moral and professional obligation to make sure they succeed. And we spend a tremendous amount of money on staff and on almost 200 different programs of support for the students. We must ensure that that actually happens. And with your support, we will make it happen. We will create a cycle of three-year program review. Every single program at the university would be reviewed once every 3 years. And we will start with those who don't have accreditation already built into those. The College of Education just passed it, so they'll come next. We will start with the other programs. And we will eliminate programs that do not meet the mission of the university. Its curriculum does not connect with the purpose and the mission of the university. And the knowledge and the skill base that they provide is either redundant or late or inconsistent with what the society and what the student wants. Those are very difficult choices. They will be made, and you will see that there will be a lot more ferocity. There will be a lot more complaints, but the university, for what it pays, has the right to ask that the services be rendered for the payment made. And the students deserve no less than the best we can offer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the assessment team.